This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Where people brought their testicles.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And going on and on. This isn't just some rally. I mean, a rally, you show up, you go home. They're still there 1 week later, still honking their horns. It's amazing.
Well, my favorite statement to come out of the Freedom Freedom Convoy was one of them I heard saying, well, as the faster you comply, the faster this will all be over with. We're all in it together, you know.
Ridiculous.
It's a joke, Ian. He said,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
I understand. It's that's what people believe. People believe that if they comply, then it will all end. The opposite
How's
is the truth.
How's that working out for you after 2 years?
Yeah, I just learned from my dad that my grandma, she lives in California.
The liberal grandma?
She's a liberal, yeah. She believes that she tells my dad, pretty soon this will all be over. If enough people just get their vaccines, all the restrictions will just
vaccines
end.
Vaccines do not work
And the vaccines
Omicron.
Have been proven to not work against Omicron. Like, it's crazy to believe that. It makes me really sad.
The funny thing is Omicron more or less is a vaccine because it's a very mild case and it gives you excellent protection against the other variants.
It'll give you natural immunity, you mean?
We all just need to go out and get Omicron as quickly as we can.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared because I don't think I got it, but I got one in 2020.
I mean, what's to be afraid of?
I mean, not really scared.
You're in your 20s, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not afraid in the way that most people are afraid.
If you die, it'll be in like 70 years.
I'm not afraid in the way that like the average person is afraid. Just every now and then I get conspiracy-minded about it, and I'm like, what if
you think the disease is conspiring against you?
No. Just what if the government... I mean, when we know the government created this, so what if it's somehow it's going to do something crazy in a few years?
I don't know. There's no point in worrying.
There's no point in worrying. Yeah.
See, that's what I wonder about the vaccine. And it could be either our government or the Chinese government.
Yeah.
You know, it could well be that the disease was a Trojan horse to get the vaccine into people so that they could then turn around and use it to do something nasty somewhere down the line. I don't know that's the case. I don't know that it's not. But I do know when the government tries that hard to get me to do anything,
I'll do
about anything else.
Yep, exactly.
And that was always true of anything. Like for me, even just wearing the mask and stuff, like it's freaky. Like I think, why do they want us to do this? Do they want me to not be able to get enough oxygen to my brain? Whatever. But this is putting some substance into your body. I just don't understand how more people aren't weary of doing that for the government that is pushing so hard.
So the number here is 603-283-6160. We've been talking about the trucker convoy there. And just generally, you can call in about anything that's on your mind. We were just a moment ago discussing the Army of Canada and how they are refusing to deploy to the streets of Ottawa. Basically, you know, the cops there wanted their assistance, and they said they're not going to do it. So I don't know if there was more that you had to that particular story, Bonnie, but if not, I've got a statement from the police department.
Yeah, there's more. It says Prime Minister Justin Trudeau also said Thursday that a military response is, quote, not in the cards right now. Quote, one has to be very, very cautious before deploying military forces in situations engaging Canadians, he said. I don't know why that is so funny.
it does sound funny. Although, I mean, it's like one of our politicians saying against Americans. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like you know, the Canadians are gonna
explode.
Well, I wonder if they have suicide bomb. I wonder if they have the equivalent of posse comitatus, which is the terminology here in the United States that they say prohibits the U.S. military from being used as a peacekeeping force.
See, I actually listened to a guy up there. He's an attorney. His name
up in
is
Canada?
His name's Viva something. He does a YouTube.
Viva Frey.
Oh, yeah, Viva Frey.
Yeah.
We had never heard of him until just a few days ago. He was in Ottawa doing a live stream, and I happened to see
I actually posted a link to his live stream to Matrix. Okay. Maybe that's why you heard about it. But yeah, he's an attorney, and he tells me that in Canada, they've got a rule that says they can violate your basic rights for 5 years in an emergency.
Wow.
You know, they can do just unconstitutional things and keep doing it for 5 years.
Now they got a whole three more years to go then, in that case. Presuming they follow their own rules, and there's no reason to believe they'll stop at 5 years.
I mean, the whole point of doing unconstitutional things is not having to follow your own rules.
Right. And I'm sure that they could, after 5 years, they'll say, all right, we're going to end doing the unconstitutional things and start again. Right? Because then they ended it. And then 5 minutes later, they started again for another 5 years.
It's just 5 years to flatten the curve.
There's just two more paragraphs in this, and it's kind of interesting. History. Mm-hmm. It says, there have only been two prior incidents in modern times of the Canadian military being called in to quell civil unrest. The first, the 1970 October crisis, actually worked great at stamping out Quebec separatist terrorism. But the sight of armed soldiers detaining even peaceful Quebec nationalists en masse has always been a mark on the legacy of the then Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau. Oh, it was another Trudeau. The second, the 1990 OCA crisis, had a much more checkered legacy. The military did eventually compel a Mohawk-led protest to stand down their blockade of a disputed golf course expansion, but the whole thing was so messy, it's mostly become a template for what not to do. The experience of OCA is arguably a key reason why Canadian law enforcement is hesitant to bring the hammer down on blockades of any kind, even when they completely seize the country's rail lines for days on end. Anyways, all this military talk started only because Ottawa Police Chief Peter Slowly
is a coward.
Said Wednesday, quote, there may not be a policing solution to this demonstration and that we're looking at every single option, including military aid to civil power.
Wow. I got your police solution for you. The police can solve this problem overnight. All you got to do is stand down, announce that you will not enforce violations of the people's rights, that you will absolutely not do it. And they can end this thing, because without you people
Goons.
To spill the blood, they can't do anything. Everything they do is based on the violence that you do.
The footage here continuing from Parliament Hill, just absolutely amazing. People still out on the streets, the trucks parked all over the place. It's pretty exciting, and of course the weekend is just getting started here, so I expect more trucks are going to show up this weekend. I expect more supporters are going to show up this weekend because people are getting off of work.
Yep.
They're going to go up.
Can we buy a truck and go driving around in Concord or something?
Oh, man. I've got the statement here from the Ottawa police chief that you just mentioned a moment ago, Bonnie, and here's what he has to say.
Identify and target protesters
and
supporters of protesters who are funding and enabling unlawful and harmful activity by the protesters themselves.
Free speech, God.
Yeah, he doesn't talk about what unlawful activity he's referring to.
Well, it makes it easier to lie if you're vague.
Yes,
yeah, if
that's
you just
right.
say things over and over and over again, people will believe it. It's called propaganda.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I've yet to see any actual, like, violence or any property destruction going
on. Well, there was somebody who accidentally broke a window with their flag and then paid for it.
Oh, okay. Problem solved.
See, that's the kind of hooliganism.
They went inside to the property owner and made it right. And
wow.
Well, I don't know
that
they paid for it, but they talked. The property owner said they made it right.
Okay, good. That's all it takes. The number here, 603-283-6160. We got more from the Ottawa Police Chief, what he has to say about all this. Of course, you're welcome to join us here, especially if you've been to Ottawa, you've been in the streets, you want to comment, or bring up anything. It is.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
We'll be right back. Talk Live. You dial in, you bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. I don't know what those guys were saying there in that live feed, so I had to mute it pretty fast there.
Yeah, I've never heard you say Free Talk Live, Free Talk
Twice,
Live.
Twice, yeah. Yeah. There's a whole group of cops in that shot just standing around laughing with each other. So I was just watching this live feed here from downtown Ottawa, where there's still protesters,
violent,
still trucks,
violent, unpeaceful, unlawful activities. The cops are standing there laughing about.
Literally just hanging out, just laughing. Oh yeah, hey, having a good time over here.
Beauty, eh?
Yeah.
I almost lost my toque. Take off, hoser.
So phones are open. The number is 603-283-6160. We're going to play for you the audio of the police chief of Ottawa. And this is, it's been pretty good news up until just today. The whole thing's been very, very positive until GoFundMe took down the $10 million that had been raised. And now they say they're going to be spending it on, they're going to quote-unquote work with the organizers to spend it on charities.
They're probably going to hand it out to medical Nazis.
Who knows? I that's another question I'd like to ask the organizers is, what happens? Does GoFundMe come to you and say, okay, well, here are the options for the charities that will let you donate this $9 million?
You can give it to this one, which my wife runs,
yeah.
This one, which my aunt runs.
Right, exactly. So anyway, back to this clip here from the chief of police in Ottawa. What's he have to say about this protest?
Identify and target protesters and supporters of protesters who are funding and enabling unlawful and harmful activity by the protesters themselves. Investigative evidence gathering teams are collecting financial, digital, vehicle registration, driver identification, insurance status, and other related evidence that will be used in prosecutions.
Gestapo.
Wow. They hate that free speech up in Canada, don't they?
Yeah, and what he's saying is they're going around getting information. They're not going to prosecute them today. They're going to come after them when they go home.
Yeah, that was a rumor. So I guess it is true. It's coming out of the police's.
Well, hopefully, if and when they go after the first few, the rest of them will go back to Ottawa and stay.
And reoccupy.
And yeah. I really hope that they don't pay, none of them pay the fines, but I'm sure some of them will. Like, oh no, I'm going to go to jail if I don't pay this fine.
Yeah, that is an important thing to remember, Bonnie, is that if you pay the fines, you're just enabling these people. You're encouraging them, just like paying the schoolyard bully. You don't want to give these people the money.
In New Hampshire, you get $150 a day credit toward your fine
correct.
For staying in jail. So
it used to be $50 a day. They tripled it a few years ago.
Yeah, didn't the ACLU help with that?
They did. The ACLU of New Hampshire did that.
That's cool.
Let's go back to this clip here.
Every unlawful act, including traffic and insurance violations, will be fully pursued, regardless of the origin, at any time in the future. The primary focus of each of these measures will be on the unlawful behavior connected to the ongoing demonstrations. This includes parallel and counter demonstrations. We strongly urge all demonstrators and those engaging with the demonstrators to act lawfully, peacefully, and respectfully.
Okay, well, that seems to be what's going on. So, he hasn't given us any specific examples of the supposed unlawful behavior going on.
The thing is, I don't know about Canadian law. Do they have
They're
the right to protest?
They're disagreeing with the government. That can't be tolerated.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have the right to protest or peaceably assemble?
Yeah, I think they do. As my understanding of it.
I don't know. I grew up in Detroit.
Across the border.
Yeah, I remember watching a TV show from Windsor one day, and they were talking about Canadian television and how it differed from American television.
Right, they don't have free speech.
And it was a government official who said very proudly, well, we don't have a First Amendment
up
here.
Wow.
That's true.
I remember when, I think it was Trudeau, passed a thing that made it literally illegal, like you can go to jail for accidentally misgendering someone.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, wow, that's crazy.
She's such a bitch.
Section 2 of the Canadian Charter of Rights
Trudeau?
And...
Yeah.
The Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, Section 2, guarantees the freedom of expression, freedom of association, and the freedom of peaceful assembly. I guess freedom of speech isn't included in freedom of expression there, but yes, supposedly they do have a freedom to protest in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So more from the police chief here.
The hatred, the violence, the illegal acts at Ottawa residences and businesses have endured over the last week is unacceptable in any circumstance.
Okay, but what are we talking about? What hatred?
Can you vague that up for us a little?
What violence? Again, there's only been, from what I understand, there have been two arrests so far in the last week, and we have not heard yet what those arrests are regarding. It could have been somebody starting a fight with a trucker, right? That could have happened, because as you said, nobody, you've seen people giving them a lot of lip.
Oh, yeah, the Branch Davidians are crazy.
Yeah.
I remember my parents telling me when I was a kid, it seems like the government's going to use the word hatred to go after everybody. Any hate crime is going to be, you know...
That's because they hate us.
And I just remember thinking, well, yeah, but hating is bad, so... But now I get it. They just will say...
They say anything.
Anything is hate.
Yep.
Yep.
Show me the evidence. And again, remember the one guy that had like a Nazi flag or whatever, and I don't know if it was Nazi or maybe it was the Southern flag, but it was one of those flags. Yes, I understand the Stars and Bars isn't necessarily racist. But anyway, some of the people in the crowd called this guy out and came up to him with like video cameras and said, oh, hey, you know, what are you doing here? Or whatever it was they said to him, and you know, get over here. And, you know, they said something to him.
Take off, hoser.
Yeah, right. And the dude had nothing to say for himself and was wearing a mask. He was obscuring his identity. The guy carrying the offensive flag, supposedly offensive flag, was obscuring his identity and scurried away when the cameras came out.
Sounds like a fed.
Yeah, sounds
absolutely
like a fake process.
Maybe they borrowed an FBI agent. That sounds like their style.
Their tactics.
Mm-hmm. Ottawa Police Service and the City of Ottawa are bringing significantly greater resources to restore order, hold offenders to account, and protect our neighborhoods. The current demonstration in the parliamentary precinct red zone remains unresolved despite significant successes in reducing the number of trucks and demonstrators while preventing riots, injuries, or deaths. We take
none of which have happened, and it wasn't because of you, officer. It was because these people are not there to riot. They're not there to harm. They're not there to kill. They're not there to destroy the city. They just want to be heard. And they want to stop this insanity.
And they have been ignored roundly, just as we all have. All dissenters are ignored now by the media.
Yeah.
They're lied about by the media. So what can you do but go out and make your case and make it as loud as you can?
And they are being loud with the car horns or the truck horns.
It really is a last ditch. I mean, these people are basically fighting, being turned into slaves. They're losing their jobs.
And losing their bodily autonomy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. That, I mean, that turns you into a slave.
My body, my choice, leftists.
Yep. The number is 603-283-6160. Got a little bit more from the police chief. If you want to weigh in on the Ottawa Freedom Convoy, which continues now reaching its first full week in the streets, the new Occupy movement here in 2020.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Leading senators on the Health Committee are looking to create a 9/11 style commission to investigate the origin of and the United States' response to COVID. Washington State Democrat Patty Murray and North Carolina Republican Richard Burr releasing a draft of the Prevent Pandemics Act last week. It would set up a 12-member task force to hold hearings with power to subpoena witnesses to testify. Burr saying in a statement the committee hopes to address a pandemic response and the CDC's confusing guidance. Snow, ice, and rain are blanketing the East Coast, impacting millions. The storm that brought snow, sleet, and freezing rain to parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Missouri, now bringing snow to Massachusetts, Vermont, and New Hampshire. This is USA Radio News. President Biden made about the 30-minute trip to Maryland on Friday, where he addressed a local iron workers union in Upper Marlboro. The president signing an executive order on project labor agreements for federal construction projects. There, the president talks about his visit to Pittsburgh last week and expresses the need for better infrastructure.
Across the country right now, there are countless buildings, ports, airports, power stations, and other federal construction projects that need to be modernized and built for the future. We can't count on miracles like happened out in Pittsburgh to prevent tragedies that are waiting in plain sight.
The president also praising union workers, calling them the hardest working, best trained workers in the world. Delta is asking the feds to help with unruly passengers. CEO Ed Bastian sending a letter to the U.S. Department of Justice asking to put unruly passengers on the national no-fly list. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Talking about some of the, in my opinion, the biggest news of the year so far, and that is the 2022 Trucker Convoy, the Freedom Convoy in Ottawa right now. It's still going. There's still trucks all over the place in the area of Parliament. People out and about in the streets as we speak. I'm watching on the Auto Walks channel on YouTube. By no means is there a large number of people there right now. Of course, it's nighttime. It's cold. It's
You mean not a super large number. There's still a large. It's still a large protest. It's just that you're comparing it to like the 50,000 people on the first day.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's down from the first day. There's a much lighter.
I would say there's a large amount of people out there protesting.
There's a large number of trucks for sure.
I see people too.
I mean, there's not a huge crowd or anything like that. There's a spattering of folks around, but again, it's cold, it's nighttime. I suspect you're going to see a lot more people showing up tomorrow to celebrate the first official week. It was at noon on Saturday this past weekend when this thing got started, and they're still there today. The people, the protesters, are the truckers. They're the ones that are honking their horns. They're still there. They're still doing their thing.
9 degrees there right now. I just Googled it. I'm not sure if this is Fahrenheit.
Yeah, I mean, you can hear the audio. They're still honking constantly. So it's absolutely amazing stuff. Signage is all over the place. They're zooming in on a giant teddy bear, like donations and things like that.
The horror, the violence.
Right. The racism. So it's just ridiculous.
They're bringing vicious animals to turn loose.
Yeah, now actually it's interesting. When you get into the streets, there's a lot more people. There were hardly anybody out in front of Parliament.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Imagine getting people to come out for a protest in Keene at 9 degrees. In the middle of the night.
It could happen.
It would be like me and Ian.
Yeah. I'm just saying because Ian said it's not a large number. But
no, I meant in front of the Parliament building. The scene that we were looking at earlier, there was only a smattering of people, but that's because the party is apparently in the streets. There's a lot of people here, dozens and dozens of people in the streets right now. They're dancing. I presume
looks
there's
like
some music.
Hundreds of people.
Yep, somebody's got some music playing, cool. If you can hear it over the truck horns that are just, again, nonstop. So very, very cool stuff going on there. While in the
meantime, I want to go.
The meanwhile, the police chief of Ottawa is saying that they're going to get tough and they're going to come down on these protesters with whatever they can and come after them later on. And that's because they're too afraid. Because cops, in a lot of cases, they're cowards. They're too
all
afraid.
Terrorists are.
They're too afraid to actually go down there and do something in front of these people because they understand they're outnumbered.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing to remember when it comes to a protest movement. If you can outnumber the police, everything changes.
And there's 200 Americans for every cop and soldier combined.
Yes, and of course, in the case of Canada, the soldiers are saying, no, we're not coming to this. We're not going to be assisting the Ottawa police. So
gotta like it.
The ratio must be even lower there in Canada, or higher, I guess, meaning there's more people per cop. But let me continue with a final statement here from the big, tough police chief in Ottawa.
What are the Mounties are up to?
Here's what he has to say.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay.
I suspect they are undercover because I have not seen them.
Why, who are they?
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Mm-hmm. The guys in the big red coats.
On horses, usually.
The red coats.
So here we go.
The red coats are coming.
Successes in reducing the number of trucks and demonstrators while preventing riots, injuries, or deaths.
It didn't look like they'd been very successful from what I could see.
Reducing the number of trucks that looked the same.
The trucks are still in the streets in front of Parliament. It may be true that naturally over the last week some of the truck drivers have gone, you know, back to work. They might have left on their own volition.
It's hard to protest for a straight week.
Yeah, it is.
I gotta be flat out drunk to do that.
I wouldn't support this either, but imagine it was a Black Lives Matter protest and they're like, we're working hard to reduce the number of protesters outside, and it's just weird. Like, people are protesting. Why are you acting like that's the problem that we need to eradicate? Like, it's some kind of terrorism.
Well, tyranny isn't the problem. It's the protest.
Well, okay, got to remember, the townspeople, the people who live there, are not so happy about this, some of them. Like, they thought they were going to live in their progressive little city and everything was going to be the way it's always been. And then all of a sudden, these truckers come in from out of town and start occupying their streets. So while they
kind of like how they came in from out of town and started trying to control the truckers' bodies, which is how this thing started.
Yeah. Exactly. And so they are all butthurt. All you have to do is go on Reddit, in the Ottawa Reddit, and look around and see what these people are saying. They're constantly complaining. Of course, they don't like the noise, etc., etc. But again, as you point out, we don't like the loss of freedom.
If you're going to have a government, it's like having a big, dangerous dog.
Yeah.
And you're responsible for keeping him off other people's lawns. And if you don't, well, you kind of bear the consequences because people are going to come back at you. And if you like living around politicians, then you might have a bad time.
And the other thing is, these people that are hearing the honks have to live the closest to the big giant dog. Like, I just wouldn't ever choose to live right next to the White House.
Right. Of course, they're mad because they feel like the government gang isn't doing, quote unquote, doing anything. So when you listen to the people that are on the left, the people that are critical of the protesters, they're also mad the police aren't in there cracking heads. They're mad that the cops and the SWAT teams and the military hasn't come in and literally burned the
truckers out.
Started
killing people.
Right. That's what they want to happen. So this police chief, he's playing politics. He's going on the, you know, the stage here, and he's talking as tough as he can talk, while at the same time doing absolutely nothing in the streets.
Yeah.
Because, again, we saw the police here. They're standing around. There's, like, 10 cops at this protest that's going on right now in Ottawa. There's 10 cops there standing in a circle all hanging out and drinking coffee and laughing with each other. That's what's going on.
As well they should
be. And that's right. That's what should be going
on. The best police work I've seen.
All right, here's the last of his speech.
We take no solace in these operational successes to date. Our goal is to end the demonstration.
Wow.
The demonstration's going to be over when they say it's over.
All you have to do is comply. And this will be over. We're all in it together, you know.
Here's how you end this demonstration, government guys. Stop the restrictions. Stop the requirements. Stop the mandates. That's what these truckers are saying. And by the way, at the very end of the show last night, we did play a clip from the Saskatchewan premier who said that they're talking about, right now, ending the mandates in Saskatchewan.
Yes.
So, you know, he didn't say it's because of the truckers. But it's awfully coincidental that it just so happens the very same week of the protests.
And it's not just the truckers, it's the thousands of people lining the streets to support
their supporters, for sure, for sure.
In the red zone area remain highly organized, well-funded.
Some of the protesters.
Extremely committed to resisting all attempts to end the demonstration safely.
As though we're going to end it violently.
Yeah, I mean, he's implying something so hard there.
He is.
Mm-hmm. We're trying not to murder them, but they keep not doing what they're told. We don't know how to deal with that except to murder people.
Pains, as it was from the beginning, an increasingly volatile and increasingly dangerous demonstration.
Oh, my God, what a load. Anybody that has actually seen, like, we haven't been there, okay? But no one who has been there has said anything about it being volatile.
And there would be
dangerous.
Videos. There would be videos that would not be stopped to be shared if there was a violent.
Right. Where is the viral awfulness from this? Right. Like, I have yet to see. We haven't even seen video of somebody taking a dump on the side of the road, and that's what
they claimed that.
Yeah, they're all in San Francisco.
The leftists were saying that's what the truckers were doing. All right, where's the footage? How hard is it to get some footage of a guy taking a dump on the side of the road? I mean, he's got to stoop there.
I think truckers know how to find a place to take a dump.
Yeah, exactly. The number 603-283-6160. Phones open. You can join us and take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Phones open. You can join us here. Number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Phones allowing you to call in and bring up whatever you want to discuss here on Free Talk Live. Oh, and I should let you know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. And that is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency. Like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Head over and click Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. You can watch some introductory videos there. Learn the basics, things like decentralized, you know, money. What does that mean? What does it mean to
decentralized finance?
Well, I don't know if they talk about that. That's a good question. That would be a newer topic. I wouldn't call that the basics. I think decentralized finance is probably more of an intermediate level of a discussion. You kind of have to get into crypto first before you can get into decentralized finance.
You got to grok the crypto first.
Yeah, you got to get the real basics down. So head over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top.
Nobody almost had to be dumped there.
Well, it would be sad to have to dump nobody on the first night back. But anyway, you can also go to news.bitcoin.com, and that is where you will find the latest news headlines in the world of cryptocurrency. Which reminds me, there was a story that we mentioned briefly last night, and we didn't have a chance to really get into it. And I think you're going to like this one, Nobody, because it's a really bizarre occurrence. Where did you hear that in Central Park, apparently yesterday or the day before, a giant gold cube was dropped off in Central Park, apparently including its own security detail, a $11.7 million gold cube is currently sitting atop the snow in Central Park as we speak, I presume, unless it's been removed in the last 24 hours. But apparently Wednesday was plopped down before making a stop. Oh, I guess they already moved it. at a private dinner for Wall Street bigwigs. What is this thing? It is 186 kilograms of gold, around 400 pounds of gold. And
that's
why?
Enough to run the federal government for like 10 minutes.
But why? Why was it placed there? Well, an article over at Vice.com has a story about it. And, of course, they're not a fan of it because Vice, you know, they're just not a fan of things like this. Here it is. It's by German artist Nicholas Costello. And apparently it's an advertisement for a cryptocurrency.
Which one?
Called Costello Coin. So I guess this artist has named a coin.
Oh, yeah, that was based on Abbott Coin, wasn't it?
No, okay. No. Funny, though. The cube, supposedly made of 186 kilograms of gold, had been promoted with taglines like, quote, "Never before in the history of humanity has such an enormous amount of gold been cast into a single pure object," unquote.
Wow. What about the calf?
The one in the Bible?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Man, I would like to just touch this because I like gemstones and rocks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it has lots of energy.
Lisa Klondhofer, a Viennese gallerist who was at the Cube's launch, described it, quote, as a sort of communique between an emerging 21st century cultural ecosystem based on crypto and the ancient world where gold reigns supreme, she said to ArtNet News. The artist himself, Costello, told the news that he had hoped to, quote, create something that is beyond our world, that is intangible. Well, I'm going to say he failed on that.
I was going to say, because I can't think
of anything more tangible than a big old hunk of gold.
And it would be cool if he turned it into, like, some futuristic statue or something, but it's just a cube. It's a cube. It's like a shin.
Maybe he's a cubist.
It's a shin height cube.
Right.
I don't know. It'd be different if it was like a tall, skinny cube. I don't know.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of effort.
18-inch cube of gold will weigh a ton.
An 18-inch one?
18-inch.
Wow. Mm-hmm. A security guard taking more objective look at the object told the New York Times that it was, quote, pretty plain, unquote. After all, it is just a cube. The cube, however, is only one part of the story. It's supposed to act as a physical brand ambassador for a cryptocurrency called Costello Coin, which is so bizarre as to defy belief.
Well, we are talking about it.
First, Nicholas Costello is not listed as being on part of the team behind the coin or even an advisor to the project, which appears to be named after him.
Abbott was always the brains.
The coin's purpose is simply to be a currency for, quote, high-value economic goods and art, unquote, and claims to be in compliance with Swiss regulations. The project's tagline is the art of payment.
Why would this not be in Swiss regulations? Wait, the gold or
the crypto?
Okay,
it's
sorry.
It's probably operating out of Switzerland would be why they mentioned that.
That being said, the website says U.S. citizens are not eligible to participate despite the project being unveiled in the heart of New York City. The detailers,
thanks, guys.
Get even weirder. The team behind the coin claims it has gone through a private pre-sale phase already, which funded the gold cube, and it's now in a public sale phase. To buy the coin, you have to use the website, which tells you how much the coins are worth, currently 0.44 euros for one of them.
I smell scam for some reason. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Are you catching a whiff of scam?
I kind of am, because they raised $11 million just for this guy to create a gold hunk of cube.
Yeah.
Hunk of cube. I don't know why I said that. I meant hunk of gold.
So
it's just gold bricking.
And you input a figure. If you input a figure above you have to put a figure in above 1,000 euros, which is the minimum investment. So that's more than $1,000. I think euros currently worth more than a dollar. Once you do that, you're taken to a Google form where you're asked to put in information and advise the team will be in touch over email. So there's no automated process to just pay some Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatever and get these tokens. They have to actually talk to you first, which again sets off the sniff detector on this thing. Assign you a sales guy, right?
It sounds like what they're doing is trying to blow it up to be this big boutique
right.
deal, you know? Maybe they're going to sell you some of Hunter Biden's artwork.
According to the project's white paper, nearly half of all of the tokens, called CAST, C-A-S-T, will be held by the team, their partners, and in a, quote, reserve. Unquote.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not sounding good here.
Yeah, you know, that doesn't improve things.
The cube went from Central Park to a dinner for the elite.
Yes,
like the cube went to dinner.
A Wall Street dinner. Yeah, it's sitting in the middle of the floor at it with a spotlight on it here in this photograph.
And the Wall Street elite just don't scream crypto people
supporters.
To me. You know. Good crypto people.
No. They're scamsters. They're the ultimate scamsters. That's why crypto exists.
Without speculating on CAST specifically, this kind of distribution is normally concerning for potential investors, according to Vice.com, and they're right about that. Of course, there will also be...
They're setting up a CAST system.
An NFT sale. Of course, there has to be an NFT for some sort in 18 days, which also requires a Google form to sign up for, and the promotional video is even stranger, which I have not watched. A gold cube surrounded by security in a public park during a housing crisis and paraded to a succession-like dinner, which doubles as a bizarre cryptocurrency play. Is this an artistic gag, an indictment of the commodification of physical materials and digital assets? Evidence of an artist selling out beyond all measure? Both? Neither? We're not sure anymore, but we're also not sure it matters.
I'm not
it's
sure how they
cube.
Would be selling out. But... whatever.
So anyway, beware. We've definitely talked about a few different crypto scam coins or alleged scam coins here this week. So again, buyer beware when it comes to this stuff. You got to look out. And
I mean, it worries me when somebody's telling me about a big cube of gold instead of telling me about what are the actual technical benefits of your coin. What's your technology?
Well, there is a white paper.
Investing in crypto is about finding the right technology, the technology that's going to be efficient, that's going to be useful, and that is going to finally get the unbanked bank.
No, nobody. Number go up. That's what it's about.
Right.
Money printer go brr.
So, yeah, this just appears to be another token. I'm not clear on which blockchain that it is going to appear, but it looks like, ERC-20, so Ethereum. It's going to be another Ethereum. Oh, maybe Polygon as well, so it might be on a couple of different blockchains.
What, they're going to do a gold Polygon?
No, there's a blockchain called Polygon, I think.
Oh, okay.
I don't know anything about it, but I'm pretty sure I've heard of that.
I used to date a girl named Polly. She gone, too.
The number is open. If you want to join the show here, it's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So I just thought that was kind of an interesting story about this gold brick, this nearly $12 million gold brick.
Yeah, I'd rather have the brick than the crypto at this point.
Mm.
Yeah, you can take the brick. I did the numbers.
I can take the brick.
You can, well, if you can find it. But you could take the brick and turn it into about 6.5 million gold backs, according
the
to
number one,
the singles, 6.5 million gold backs.
Give me some of that.
Yeah. All right, more coming up here. Hour 3's next.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.